大家早。
It's very nice to be with you this morning. Thank your pastor for inviting me to be here this morning with you.
特别要谢谢蔡牧师邀请我来到我们当中。
My name is Tim Svoboda.
我的名字是 Tim Svoboda.
I lived in India for 25 years.
我曾经在印度住过25年。
I was directing the work of Youth with a Mission in India.
那时候我是带领青年人的工作在印度。
Some people say India is a very crazy place.
有的人觉得印度好像是一个很疯狂的地方。
Well, from India, I moved from India to the Tenderloin.
结果呢，我从印度之后呢，搬家到了田德隆区。
And some people say the Tenderloin is a very crazy place.
有些人觉得田德隆区也很疯狂。
But I enjoy living in the Tenderloin.
可是我喜欢住在那里。
I moved to the Tenderloin in 2007.
在2007年的时候，我搬入了田德隆区。
I direct the work of Youth with a Mission around the San Francisco Bay Area.
我是负责带领这个青年人的工作在三藩市。
We have 8 different locations.
我们有八个聚集点。
All over the San Francisco Bay Area.
全都是在湾区。
And each one is a little bit different from the other one.
每一个据点都是有一点不同。
And I might share a little bit about with that with you in a little bit.
那等一下我也许跟大家再多分享一些。
But if we could open our Bibles to Titus chapter 1 and verse 5.
可不可以我们打开我们的圣经到提多书第一章第五节。
And in Titus chapter 1 and verse 5, we begin to see the strategy of the Apostle Paul.
在提多书当中，我们开始能够查遍保罗的策略。
Now, a lot of people think that the Apostle Paul was a lone missionary.
很多人觉得保罗好像是一个单独的、孤单的宣教士。
They think that he traveled by himself.
大家以为说他就一个人到处行走。
He preached by himself.
一个人到处讲道。
And he was what we would kind of call a superstar missionary.
又好像看起来是一个超级明星传教士。
But the Apostle Paul was not alone in his mission.
可是使徒保罗并不是一个人单闯独斗。
The Apostle Paul had many people that followed him.
他有很多的跟随他的人。
And many people that he was mentoring.
而且还门训了很多人。
The Apostle Paul primarily, if not exclusively preached only in cities.
使徒保罗不是只有单单在大城市里头宣教。
And his goal was to transform the Roman Empire.
他的主要的目标是要改变或者是颠覆整个罗马帝国。
And he knew that he could not do it by himself.
他知道他自己一个人的力量不够。
Now in Titus chapter 1 and verse 5,
在提多书第一章第五节
we find that the Apostle Paul is speaking toone of his co-workers, Titus.
那时候保罗是跟他其中一个同工提多在谈话。
And to his co-worker, Titus is on the island of Crete.
并且他们所讲的地方呢是克里特岛。
Now, Crete was about 140 miles from north to south and 40 miles west to east.
这个岛克里特岛上等于说从南到北只有140 mile 从西到东只有40 mile
and there were about 100 cities on that island
差不多在其中有100个城市
now San Francisco Bay Area is 7.4 million people
三藩市呢是有7400万人对不对
from Santa Rosa to San Jose is about 120 miles.
从 Santa Rosa 到 San Jose 是有120 miles.
From Half Moon Bay to Livermore is about 50 miles.
从 Half Moon Bay 到 Livermore 是50 miles.
It's about the same size
差不多同样大小
as Crete.
就像是当时的克里特。
Crete had 100 cities in it.
克里特当时有100个城市。
Let me ask you.
那我问你。
How many cities are in the San Francisco Bay Area?
在湾区有几个城市
？If you include cities like Sausalito，
如果说你包括了 Sausalito，
or San Leandro，
San Leandro，
how many cities do you think are in the San Francisco Bay Area？
你算一算，在湾区有几个城
？Crete has 100 cities and the same size geographically as the San Francisco Bay Area。
克里特有100个城市，然后呢，在地理上也差不多跟三藩市一样。
How many cities in the Bay Area?
那北湾区三藩市有几个城市呢？
Someone says 100.
有人说一百个。
Another guess?
再来一个呢？
80?
八十个。
Anybody for 99?
有没有人说九十九？
There's actually 101 cities in the San Francisco Bay Area.
在湾区有101个城市。
And you know, those cities were not very, are not very different from the Roman Empire cities.
而这些城市跟当时的罗马帝国没有什么两样。
The Roman Empire cities were very religious pagan cities.
那时候的罗马帝国的城市是非常的不敬虔的。
San Francisco is a very religious pagan city.Pagan city.
那三藩市呢，也是一个很敬忠的、不敬虔的城市。
Those cities were filled with working class and people from the intelligentsia.
而且呢，这个城市里头有很多的是工作不同的层次，有工作的人，也有很聪明的人。
They were very progressive, just like our city of San Francisco.
他们也是很积极、很主动，就像是我们当下的三藩市。
And Paul says to Titus in chapter 1 and verse 5.
保罗跟提多在第一章第五节说。
The reason I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town.
我从前留你在克里特，是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐了。
That's 100 cities.
那有100个城市在那儿呢。
That's at least 100 elders.
那起码是有100个长老了。
Now Paul was a man who believed in multiplying himself.
保罗呢是很相信一定要人员增多才行。
He knew that if Crete was going to be reached with the gospel,
如果说克里特要成为福音的合场
that he could not do it by himself.
他一个人是办不了的。
Let's look at 2 Timothy.
再看看提摩太后书第二章。
And we find 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2.
第二章第二节。
He says to Timothy,
他跟提摩太说
And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
If we're going to reach the city of San Francisco,
如果说我们能够把福音传到三藩市
it's not going to be just one church.
不是一个教会的力量
that does the job.
不能够的。
It's going to be all the churches together.
需要所有的教会联合。
If we're going to reach the city of San Francisco,
如果说我们要传福音给三藩市
it's not going to be just through a great crusade preacher.
不能够靠一个很有传很有这个影响力的传道人。
I love Billy Graham.
我很喜欢 Billy Graham.
Well, Billy Graham's very old.
他很老了。
But if he came to San Francisco,
可是倘若他要是来我们这
I would fully support his work.
我一定会支持他的事工。
But Billy Graham alone is not going to reach the city of San Francisco.
可是 Billy Graham 一个人的力量是不够的。
It's every believer taking the Great Commission and reaching where God has put them.
这是需要每一个信徒都是去实行的大使命，在神所把他放的位置实行他的工作。
Paul's strategy for the transformation of the Roman Empire was to raise up micro-focused believers.
保罗当时在克里特的工作，就是在那个城市当中建立起很多局部的专一的领导人物。
Paul had the big picture.
保罗呢看见一个大的工作，大的事工。
But the big picture is no good without people taking the small pictures.
可是如果说没有人做每一个小的步骤，没有可能达成一个大的事工。
If I was going to give a title to my message this morning,
如果说我要给我今天的信息一个主题的话
the title of my message would be, What is your piece of the pie in the transformation of San Francisco?
我的主题将是你在这改变三藩市城市的角色跟责任是什么
？So God wants us to reach the city.
所以神要我们传福音给三藩市。
And when I look at a city,
当我看见一个城市的时候
，I like to look at city at a city like a big pizza.
我喜欢把那个城市看起来像是一个大披萨。
Now I don't know if you like pizza, but I like pizza.
我不知道你喜不喜欢吃披萨，可是我喜欢。
And when I look at this pizza that's on your slide screen here.
当我看到那个投影片上面这个大披萨的时候
，there are many slices to the pizza.
看见呢有好几个小块。
And in each of those slices is a different part of our city.
那每一个小块呢，就是我们城市的其中一小部分。
And my question to you this morning.
我问你的问题是
，Is which piece of the pizza do you belong to?
你在这块大披萨饼上面，你是属于哪一小块
？It might be to the peoples of the pizza.
也许你的小块呢是属于服侍这里的人。
Maybe God has gifted you in a unique way to reach a certain kind of people.
也许神给你了特别的恩赐，让你可以跟一些特别的人来交流。
I live in the Tenderloin with a lot of addicts and alcoholics.
因为我住的地区是田德隆区，所以我有很多的邻居是酗酒的
或者是吸毒的。And God is gifting our mission in that place to reach those addicts and those alcoholics.
而神呢祝福了我们的事工，让我们在那个地方可以传福音给当地的人。
But we also have a ministry in North Beach.
可是我们也有一个事工是在这个北滩。
And in North Beach, it's a very rich upper class crowd.
在北滩那个地方呢，是很有钱，并且很高档的一个地方。
And God is gifting our people in North Beach to relate to that upper class crowd.
而神呢，也赐福在当地的那些有地位、有钱的人，来传福音给当地那个社区的人。
God might be gifting you to reach children.
也许神给你了恩赐，传福音给孩童。
God might be gifting you to reach senior citizens.
也许你的福音、你的恩赐是在传福音给年长的人士。
God might be equipping you to reach the handicapped.
或者是说残障的人士。
What is your piece of the pie?
你在这一块福音大饼上头，你是拿哪一块呢
？It could be a kind of people that God is calling you to.
可以说，也许是某种特殊的人，神是希望你去向他传福音。
Or it could be a neighborhood that God is calling you to.
或者是一个某一个社区，神希望你去那边传福音。
And these neighborhoods are very unique.
而这些社区非常特别。
I live in the Tenderloin.
我住在田德隆区。
The Tenderloin is not the Sunset.
田德隆不是日落区。
The Sunset is not the Castro.
日落区不是 Castro.
The Castro is not Noe Valley.
Castro 不是 Noe Valley.
And Noe Valley is not Bayview Hunter's Point.
Noe Valley 不是 Bayview Hunter's Point.
And how we preach the gospel in these different neighborhoods has to be unique to that place.
我们如何在这种不同的环境、不同的地区来传福音，那是要我们要用不同的方法。
Maybe God is calling you to a place.
也许神是呼召你去一个地方。
That place, as you see up here, could be a company.
这个地方也许是一个公司行号。
We've started a ministry in Cupertino.
我们开始了一个在 Cupertino 的事工。
And we're inside Apple and Google.
我们呢在 Apple 还有 Google 里面传福音。
You know that Apple is 15,000 employees?
你知道 Apple 有15,000员工。
Google is 35,000 employees.
Google 有35,000员工。
Those are bigger than some of the neighborhoods of San Francisco.
这个人数可以比很多三藩市的社区还多。
We're training Asian Christians inside of Apple and Google.
我们正在训练亚洲的信徒来在 Apple 跟 Google 来传福音。
To share the gospel with their Asian non-Christian friends without violating company policies.
特别呢是在他们的公司当中跟他们的同种族的同事来分享福音，同时不要破坏了公司的制度。
It's different from the Tenderloin.
这样的做法是跟田德隆区很不同的。
But it's a mission field in itself.
可是这本身也不外乎是一个福音的合场。
Some of you may be educators in the public school system.
也许我们在座的是在公立学校里面的教师。
Or at the universities in San Francisco.
或者是在三藩市的大学里面工作。
And God is calling you to that place, not just for a job.
神也许把你放在那里，不光光是要你做份工。
We're finding many Asian Christians coming to Google from China and from India.
我们发现有很多这个基督徒是从印度还有中国去 Google 上班。
And they're coming to make money.
他们来这边是要赚钱的。
And we tell them, make money.
我们告诉他们，你去赚钱没错。
But remember,
可是不要忘了
，You're also on a mission.
你也是有一个任务的。
God has given you the opportunity to be in that company.
神把你放在那个工作是有一个任务的。
Or to live in that neighborhood.
或者是住在某一个社区。
Or to live in that apartment complex.
或者是住在哪一个 apartment 的building.
To be a light for the kingdom of God.
就是要成为神的国度的一盏灯。
If we each take our piece of the pie.
如果我们每一个人都负起我们那一小块的责任。
We will reach San Francisco together with the gospel.
我们可以把福音传遍三藩市。
Or it might be in the passions of life or the vocations of life.
或者是说，也许是我们的喜好，或者是我们的热忱，也可以借着这个作为一个管道来传福音。
I have a doctor friend in India.
我在印度有一个医生的朋友。
He's a surgeon.
他是一个手术师。
He was hired by a Hindu hospital.
他被当地的一个印度的医院所录用。
Fresh out of college.
刚刚从大学毕业。
And they told my doctor friend out of college.
他却告诉我这刚毕业的朋友。
This is a Hindu hospital.
这是一个印度教的医院。
You are a Christian.
你是基督徒。
Do not share the gospel in this hospital.
不要在这个医院传福音。
We are Hindus.
因为我们信的是印度教。
So for many years he worked in the hospital.
所以说很多年他就默默在那里工作。
He didn't share the gospel.
他没有传福音。
But he did his surgeries with excellence.
可是他做每一个手术都是尽心尽力的去做。
He handled his behavior with good character.
他的行事为人是那么样的令人尊重。
After many years, he had a strong platform inside the hospital.
之后多年以后，他在这个医院里头有建立了一个资位。
His seniors and his peers and his underlings all respected him.
不论是他的上司，或者是同事，或者是他的下属，都敬重他。
Until one day he had the platform to pray before the surgery.
结果有一天呢，他真的有这样赢得了资格，在做手术之前祷告。
When he prayed,
当他祷告的时候
，the supervisor said,
他的上司说
，What to do?
怎么办
？He's a good man.
他是一个好人呢。
And he does his work.
他做他的工作是这么尽职
Let him pray.
让他祷告吧
Today, every surgery he performs starts with prayer.
至今每一个他所做的手术都是由祷告开始
And every person hears the gospel.
每一个人都听到了福音
But it took him years to build that platform.
可是他需要经过了多年的努力才能够博得这样的资格。
God has placed us in key places inside the city.
神把我们在这个城市当中放了一个很有利的位置。
I'm not asking you to leave this service and go to your companies and take your Bibles and start preaching and shouting the gospel.
我不是说要你今天离开了主日崇拜，就到你的公司拿着一本圣经开始传福音。
But I am asking you to be a kingdom person in that place.
可是我的确是要求你在你所做的所在的地方成为一个神国度的一个代表。
So that God can begin to use you to show you what is your piece of the pie.
只有这样子才能够使神能够让你知道你在这整个的福音国度里面占的是什么样的角色。
Now I want to leave you three questions.
我想留下来给你三个问题。
On how you can find your piece of the pie in being a missionary right here in San Francisco.
让你可以察觉你的福音角色，这就在三藩市当下是什么。
Our founder, Lauren Cunningham, says you're either a missionary or you're a mission field.
我们的这个创办人说，你或者是一个宣教士，或者你就是一个宣教合场。
So the question is, which one are you?
所以说，问题是说你是哪一个呢
？If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a missionary.
如果说你是基督徒，那你就是一个宣教士。
But sometimes it's hard to share the gospel.
可是有的时候跟人家分享福音很不容易。
And we don't know how to share the gospel.
我们不知道怎么开口。
There are three questions I want to give you.
我有三个问题要问你。
These are not questions that I want you to answer this morning.
不是说你今天上午就要回答这三个问题。
These are questions over the next years of your life that you should be asking on a regular basis.
而这些问题呢，是在未来的多年时间里面要反复的、重复的问自己。
That will help you to own your piece of the pie.
这样子可以让你能够扛起你那一块。
Number one.
第一。
Who am I?
我是谁。
Number two.
第二。
Where am I?
我在哪里。
Number three.
第三。
Lord, what do you want me to do?
主啊，你要我为你做什么。
Now I'm going to explain these three questions to you.
让我来解释一下。
But I want you to look at them carefully.
可是我要你们清楚地看一看。
Who am I?
我是谁。
Where am I?
我在哪里。
Lord, what do you want me to do?
主啊，你要我为你做什么。
Well, first of all, when we look at who am I,
第一，我们看一看我们是谁。
Who am I deals a lot with the complex makeup of who we are.
我们是谁，我们其实要看一看我们这个总体是什么的构造起来的。
Who we are is built by our family heritage.
比如说我们的家庭背景啦。
Our ethnicity.
我们的种族。
Our gender.
我们的性别。
Our talents.
我们的才干。
Our education.
我们的教育。
Our spiritual and natural giftedness.
还有我们的属灵，还有人本身的这个才干。
I'm not you.
我不是你。
You're not me.
你也不是我。
How I preach the gospel is not the way you preach the gospel.
我怎么传福音并不是你怎么传福音。
The apostle Paul had up to 80 people that he was mentoring that we can find in the New Testament.
在新约里面我们发现保罗大约有80多位就是跟着他一起传福音的同工。
He was not making those people to be like him.
他不是把每一个人都变得像他一样。
He was equipping them to be who God had made them in their unique place.
他只是训练他们，让神把他们本来有的特质能够用上、发挥上来传福音。
I can't do what you can do.
我不能做你能做的事。
You might be a counselor.
你也许是一个辅导员。
I might be a preacher.
我也许是一个传教的。
You might be a teacher.
你也许是个老师。
I might be an administrator.
我也许是个管理人员。
Your unique giftedness.
你有一个很特别独特的恩典。
Your unique ethnicity.
你的特殊的种族。
Do you know that God has gifted every ethnicity with a special cultural giftedness?
你知道神把每一个种族都有一个特别文化的恩赐。
Chinese are not Indians.
中国人不是印度人。
Indians are not Japanese.
印度人不是日本人。
Japanese are not Vietnamese.
日本人不是越南人。
And within each culture, God has given beautiful gifts.
每一个文化，神都赐下了美丽的文化。
Your ethnicity helps define your mission in life.
你的种族其实也帮助你了，来决定你的福音合唱。
Our ministry comes out of who am I?
我们的服事其实很多是来自于我们是什么样的人。
We need to be asking that question all the time.
我们需要时时刻刻都问这样的问题。
Lord, who am I?
主啊，我是谁？
How have you made me?
你如何创造了我？
How does the grace of God uniquely flow through me?
如何能够让神的恩典很独特的从我传流出去？
Do you use me with children?
你是不是要把我放在儿童事工上？
Do you use me in the neighborhood?
是不是要在社区里头传福音？
Am I gifted as an educator?
我是否有做教导的恩赐？
I'm not just here to do a job.
我不是来这里就打份工。
I'm here to do a ministry.
我来这里是要做福音的侍奉。
And ministry comes out of who I am.
传福音是来自于我们是什么样的人。
Number two.
第二。
Where am I?
我在哪里？
Now that sounds very simple.
听起来好像很简单。
But let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Where has God placed you right now?
现在神把你放在哪里？
And have you accepted that place?
你有没有接纳这个地方？
Or are you trying to run away from it?
还是你想要逃离这个地方？
You know, we have a saying in America.
在美国有一句话。
The grass is greener on the other side.
草永远是在对岸比较绿。
A lot of young people join our mission.
很多的年轻人加入我们的服事。
And they're very excited.
他们都很兴奋。
For 6 months.
六个月。
And then they find out how difficult it really is.
然后他们发觉好困难啊。
And they come and they tell me, Tim, I'm leaving.
他们就过来跟我说，我要走了。
I'm going to go join that mission over there.
我要去另外一个事工。
Some people come to church.
有的人呢，就到教会服事。
And they're excited for 6 months.
他们就很开心的服事六个月。
And then they don't like it anymore.
之后他们就不喜欢了。
And they say to the pastor,
他们跟牧师说
I'm leaving.
我要走了。
And sometimes they say, the pastor will ask, or I will ask, why are you leaving?
有的时候我们会问你为什么要走。
Well, pastor, the grass is greener on the other side.
草永远是对岸比较绿。
You know, pastor, what I've learned from that,
你知道蔡牧师我学到什么吗？
When young people tell me that,
当年轻人这样跟我说的时候
I don't argue with them.
我就不跟他们辩了
I tell them,
我跟他们说
You're right.
你是对的
The grass is greener in that other church.
的确那个对岸的那个教会的草是比较绿
The grass is greener in that other job.
另外一个工作的确那个草是比较绿
I don't argue with them.
我不跟你辩
I tell them,
我跟你说
You're right.
你是对的
The grass is greener over there.
的确对岸的草是比较绿
But,
可是
Don't go there.
不要去
And they look at me and they say, Why?
他们就看着我说
God wants me to have green grass.
因为神要我有一个绿色的草地不是吗
I don't argue with them.
我也不辩
I tell them, yes, God wants you to have green grass.
是的神是要你有一个绿色的草地
Then why can't I go there, they say.
可是为什么我就不能去呢
I tell them, their grass is green.
是啊他们的草是比较绿。
But if you go there, you're going to make their green grass become brown.
可是如果要你去的话你会把人家的草变成了咖啡色。
So why don't you stay right here and make your brown grass become green?
那要不你就干脆就留在这里使你的草变成绿色吧。
Have you embraced your place?
你有没有拥抱你现在的处境?
Who am I?
我是谁
Where am I?
我在哪里
You see, when you embrace your place,
当你拥抱你现在的处境
you understand your place.
你就能够接纳了解你的处境
And when you understand your place,
当你能够了解你的处境
you can preach the gospel in your own unique way in that place.
你就可以当下用你特别的才干能够传福音。
The gospel message
福音的信息
is always the same.
是一样的。
But how you preach it keeps on changing depending on where you're preaching it.
可是你如何的传达是决定于你是在哪里。
Can I give you an illustration?
我可不可以给你一个例子。
A few months ago, I was in St. Louis.
在几个月前我在 St. Louis.
Visiting my evangelist friend Jack Harris.
那时候我去拜访我的这个传道朋友。
Jack Harris is about six feet four inches tall and probably weighs about 290 or 300 pounds.
我这个朋友 Jack, 他是6'5", 6尺5, 然后差不多290磅。
He has a long beard.
他有个很长的胡子。
He has a ponytail.
他有一个辫子。
He wears black leather jackets.
他喜欢穿黑色的皮夹克。
And he rides a Harley Davidson.
他开一个重型机车。
Now God has used him as an evangelist.
神使用他做一个传道人。
One of the peoples that God uses him to reach are the motorcycle gangs.
神借着他去传福音给这些开摩托车的黑社会老大。
Now there's a big motorcycle gang in the U.S. called the Hells Angels.
那在美国有这么样一个很大的一个团体叫
they have a club here in Oakland.
在 Oakland 这边他们有一个俱乐部
They're very dangerous.
他们很危险他们叫地狱的天使
They traffic in prostitution. They traffic prostitutes.
然后之后呢他们还
They sell drugs.
他卖、
Sorry.
卖淫卖药。
Got it.、Mm. All right. She's doing good. They're very tough people.
他们是危险人物。
When they ride through San Francisco,
当他们经过了三藩市时
they don't ride through with four motorbikes.
他们不是四个轮子的。
They come with maybe 100 or 150 motorbikes.
他们也许是100或者150个摩托车一起开过三藩市。
They carry guns.
他们还带着枪。
When they come to San Francisco, the police move aside.
当他们来到三藩市的时候警察呢就挪到一边去。
They're dangerous criminals.
他们是很危险的犯罪人物。
My friend Jack Harris was invited to speak at their World Motorcycle Conference.
结果我那个朋友，传道人朋友，受到他们这样的人的邀请，去在他们的这个年会来宣来演讲。
Held in Rio, Brazil, at Copacabana Beach.
结果呢是在巴西这边举行。
3,000 motorcycle riders.
3,000个这样的这个重型机车的人士。
And they said, "You can preach to us."
他说，你可以来跟我们讲讲福音。
Now I ask you,
那我问你
what would you preach?
你去那里的话，你讲什么样的福音呢？
If you were invited,
如果你受到邀请，
Jesus loves you.
你说耶稣爱你。
He does love you.
对呀，他是爱你。
But I don't think the motorcycle gang is going to hear that.
可是我想这些重型机车的黑社会老大不喜欢听这样。
I said to my evangelist friend,
我就告诉我那朋友。
What did you preach?
结果呢你讲了什么福音呢
He said, I got on the stage.
我站上了台。
I looked at the motorcycle riders.
我看着他们。
And I said,
我说。
Today my message,
我今天的信息是。
Is titled,
抬头是。
God made man to go fast.
神使人跑得快。
Motorcycle riders,
然后这些机车人士
they began to listen.
他们就愿意听。
Now I said to my evangelist friend,
我跟我朋友说
Jack, that was really good.
Jack, 你还真棒啊。
But you know what?
可是你知道吗？
I would not preach that message at a senior citizen's home.
我绝对不会把这个信息带到养老院去讲。
The gospel is always the same.
福音不改变。
But how you preach it?
可是你怎么传达
？Keeps on changing.
一直在变。
Lord, who am I?
主啊，我是谁
？Lord, where am I?
主啊，我在哪里
？If we don't understand where we are,
如果我们不了解、不懂我们在哪里
，If we don't embrace where we are,
如果我们不拥抱我们在哪里。
We cannot preach to where we are.
我们不能够在我们所处的环境传福音。
I'm not asking you to embrace that place for the rest of your life.
不是说你一辈子都要拥抱这个地方。
Some of you are in a place where you don't want to be, and it's just for a season.
也许你们现在所处的地方不是你所要在的，而且也许只是短暂的。
But embrace that place.
可是即使是这样子还是拥抱这个地方
And like the Apostle Paul,
就像是当时的使徒保罗
Raise up elders in every place.
建立在每一个地方都建立长老
Multiply your ministry to others in that place.
把你所知道的福音传达给其他的让他们增长
How we preach the gospel is different in every place.
我们在不同的地方传达的福音是用不同的方式
The third question that I want to leave with you today.
第三个我要问的问题是
Is Lord, what do you want me to do?
主啊，你要我为你做什么？
Lord, who am I?
主啊，我是谁？
Lord, where am I?
主啊，我在哪里？
Lord, what do you want me to do?
主啊，你要我为你做什么？
The best place to ask that question is in the place where you spend most of your time.
问这个问题最好的地方就是想想看你一天当中花时间最多是在哪里
If that's in your college,
如果是在你的学校
or that's in your neighborhood,
在你的社区
or that's in your company,
或者在你的公司
The best place to ask that question is where you spend most of your time.
问这个问题最好的时机就是你花最多时间的地方
And the best way to ask that question,
而最好的问问题的方式是,
is to be in that place and to prayer walk that place.
而是处在那个当下的环境，并且在那里进行祷告进行。
Now I love prayer walking.
我喜欢祷告行进。
And in Genesis chapter 13 verses 14 through 17.
在创世纪第十三章十四到十七节
，We find that the Lord speaks to Abraham, to Abram.
当时神在跟亚伯拉罕说话。
And if you can go ahead and read that passage.
由我来读，十四节，罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。”我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多，人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
Look at verse 14.
让我们看第十四节。
Lift up your eyes from where you are.
举目向东西南北观看。
Where are you?
你在哪里呢?
Where has God placed you?
神现在把你放在哪里?
It may be a small place.
也许是个小地方。
It may be a big place.
也许是个大地方。
It may be a neighborhood.
也许是个社区。
It may be an apartment complex.
也许是一个 apartment.
It might be a company.
也许是个公司。
God says, lift up your eyes from where you are.
神说你举目观看就在你所在的地方。
Look north and south and east and west.
看东西南北。
I'm going to give you this land.
我要把这块地给你。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
God says.
神说。
Now go walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you.
你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
Where are you?
你在哪里？
Walk through it.
就走遍这地吧。
Walk through it.
走遍这地。
It might be a neighborhood.
这也许是个社区。
It might be your company.
也许是你的公司。
I'm telling the people in the Christians in Google.
我在Google 里面的基督徒跟他们说。
Go to work 15 minutes early.
上班提早15分钟。
And walk through the company.
就在这个公司周围走路。
Not with signs that say, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand.
不是拿一个大口号说要悔改，因为神的国度要降临。
But walk through the company.
就是安安静静的走过这个公司。
Silently.
安静的。
Without words.
没有说话的。
Praying for the company.
为这个公司祷告。
Praying for the bosses.
为这个老板祷告。
Praying for your colleagues.
为你的同事们祷告。
Lift up your eyes.
把你的眼。
Look north and south and east and west.
看着东西南北。
Walk through the length and breadth of the land.
左右行走。
For I am giving it to you.
因为我把这块地交给你。
What about some of our neighborhoods of San Francisco?
那还有三藩市有很多其他社区呢。
The Sunset.
日落区。
Richmond.
Richmond.
Noe Valley.
Noe Valley.
West Portal.
West Portal.
The Castro.
Castro.
Haight-Ashbury.
Haight-Ashbury.
There are so many neighborhoods.
有这么多不同的社区。
Lift up your eyes, north and south and east and west.
举目观看，向左看，向右看。
Walk through the land.
走遍全地。
I'm giving it to you.
我把这个给你了。
I'm giving it to you.
我把这个给你了。
Lord, who am I?
主啊，我是谁？
Lord, where am I?
主啊，我在哪里？
Lord, what do you want me to do?
主啊，你要我为你做什么？
I'll guarantee you the first thing that God wants you to do.
我可以跟你保证，神要你做第一件事情
is to start praying.
就是开始祷告。
And praying is sometimes done the best when it's done.Prayer walking.
有的时候最好的祷告就是祷告行进。
So what is prayer walking?
什么是祷告行进？
Let me give you some points about prayer walking.
让我给你几个有关于祷告行进的事项。
I love going prayer walking.
我喜欢祷告行进。
I walk through my neighborhood, the Tenderloin.
我在田德隆区着我的社区走来走去。
I walked across the city of San Francisco.
我横跨三藩市的时候也祷告行进。
I take our students with us.
我带着我的学生跟着我一块。
I put them on a train and I take them all the way to Daly City.
我带他们上一个火车，然后带他们去 Daly City.
And I get off at Daly City.
下车在 Daly City,
and we walk,
然后我们就继续走
all the way to the top of Mount Davidson,
然后一直走到 Mount Davidson,
and then all the way down Mount Davidson,
然后下山
and all the way up Twin Peaks,
再走到 Twin Peaks,
and then all the way down Twin Peaks,
再下山
and then all the way into the Fillmore,
再走到 Fillmore,
and then all the way to Embarcadero,
去 Embarcadero,
takes about 6 hours.
差不多六个小时。
But you know what happens to the students when they come home?
可是你知道这些学生回家的时候怎么说？
San Francisco went into my heart.
三藩市进入了我的心。
We've got to get our places inside our heart.
我们一定要把这些地区放在我们的心上。
Prayer walking is praying on site while you receive insight.
祷告行径就是在你的所行的地方所领受的事情为这些而祷告
When we go into that place,
当我们去了这个地方的时候
and we prayer walk that place,
我们祷告行径那块地的时候
God begins to speak to us about the problems of that place,
神会跟我们说话告诉我们这当地什么有什么问题
and the opportunities of that place,
并且也告诉我们这个地方有什么样的机会
Number two,
第二
Prayer walking is talking to God about the people before you talk to the people about God.
祷告行径是跟神先跟神说当地人的事情，再跟当地的人说神的事情。
I learned this from the famous evangelist Ed Silvosa in San Jose.
我学到这个呢，是跟另外一个很有名的宣教人。
Let's make sure we talk to God about the people.Before we talk to the people about God,
我们一定要跟神先说有关当地人的事，再跟当地人说有关神的事。
Prayer prepares the way.
祷告为我们开路。
To make a difference in our companies, in our neighborhoods, and our businesses, and our streets.
让我们能够有影响力，影响我们的公司行号或者社区街道。
I was at a meeting the other day of many pastors.
那有一天我参加了一个牧师的一个开会
they told me about the night prayer walk in the mission
他们告诉我有这样的机会就是晚上为 mission 做祷告行径
There have been several murders in the mission over the last couple years
在过去几年在 mission 区有几件谋杀案
And the police are having a hard time
警察也没办法
19 churches have come together in the mission
十九个教会来到了 mission 区
，and they go prayer walking in the mission.
他们就在这个区祷告行径
，and they go to every place where a person was murdered.
他去每一个凶杀案所发生的地方祷告行径
，and they light candles.
他们亮起了蜡烛
，and they sing hymns.
他们唱诗歌
，and they speak peace to their neighborhood.
并且跟当地的人传讲平安和平
，the police.Cannot do that.
警察没办法做到这一点。
But the church can.
可是教会可以。
Now that may be a big problem in the mission.
这也许是一个 mission 区的大问题。
What's the problem right here in this neighborhood?
那在这个社区呢，什么是大问题？
It may be divorces.
也许是离婚。
It may be abusive families.
也许是迫害性的家庭关系。
It might be cultural isolation.
或者是文化的孤单。
How can we as a church walk our streets and bring the change that is needed?
我们如何能以一个教会能够走到这些街道、大街小巷
来
造成改变
？Prayer walking is talking to God about the people before we talk to the people about God.
祷告行径是跟神先说这个地方的人的问题，再跟人说有关上帝的事情。
Prayer walking is best done.With the posture that says as we walk, Lord, break my heart with the things that break your heart.
祷告行径最好是先说，神啊，求你用那破碎你心的事来破碎我的心。
Only God can show us what breaks his heart.
只有神才能够显明什么样的事使他的心破碎。
I take many people out on prayer walks.
我带很多人去祷告行径。
I was teaching in Singapore.
我在新加坡教学。
At a Bible school located in one of the worst neighborhoods of Singapore.
那个教学的地方是在新加坡最坏的一个区域。
And all the students were from around the Singapore area.
那学生呢都是差不多新加坡附近的来的。
I took them prayer walking into the neighborhood one evening.
有一天下午，我带着他们到那个最坏的区域去祷告行进。
They said to me, "Tim, we've lived here all our life."
他说 ，Tim， 我在这里住了一辈子了。
But we've never seen our neighborhood like we've seen it tonight.
可是从来没有像今天晚上这样子的看清我们的社区。
I took some Christians a couple weeks ago on hot chocolate ministry in the Tenderloin, and they were living by Cathedral Hill.
我带着一些的基督徒，他们就住在这个田德隆区附近，在 Cathedral Hill。我带他们去喝这个hot chocolate。
On Friday nights, if you want to come to YWAM, we take people out in the Tenderloin for hot chocolate evangelism.
那如果说你愿意加入我们，礼拜五晚上我们一起去喝热巧克力。
We go out and serve hot chocolate.
我们呢就开始拍这些巧克力。
We walk up to people.
我们走到人的面前。
Would you like a cup of hot chocolate?
你要喝一杯热巧克力吗？
You know, if I go to Embarcadero,
如果我去 Embarcadero,
Fisherman's Wharf,
或者是说渔
人码头， and I walk up to somebody there and say, "Would you like a cup of hot chocolate?"
要是我给他们一杯热巧克力，
they'll look at me and say, "What's in the hot chocolate?"
他们会看一看说里面是什么东西。
How much do you want for the hot chocolate?
你要多少钱？
Why are you giving hot chocolate?
你为什么要给我热巧克力？
If you go to the Tenderloin.
如果你去田德隆区，
Would you like a cup of hot chocolate?
你要一杯热巧克力吗？
Oh, please, I would love a cup of hot chocolate.
Yes, 我会很喜欢这一杯的。
May I pray for you also?
我可不可以也为你祷告？
Oh, please, would you pray for me?
请拜托为我祷告。
I have nowhere to sleep tonight.
我今天晚上没地方睡。
I took some Christians the other day out for hot chocolate evangelism.
我带着一群的基督徒一起去。
They're from San Francisco.
他们都是来自于三藩市。
They go to church on Cathedral Hill.
他们去教会的。
They told me, Tim, we go to the Tenderloin all the time.
他说我们一天到晚都经过田德隆区。
But we never saw it like we saw it tonight.
可是从来没有像今天晚上这样的看
清。We never stop to talk to people when we go to the Tenderloin.
我们从来没有停下脚步去跟他们交谈。
But tonight,
可是今天晚上
God broke our hearts.
可是神破碎了我们的心。
With the things that break his heart.
用破碎他的心来破碎我们。
Prayer walking is not prayer racing.
祷告行进不是祷告赛跑。
We're not trying to pray for as many streets as we possibly can.
我们不是拼命的、尽量的去越多越好的去不同的街道来祷告行进。
Prayer walking is observing, it's listening, it's feeling, it's sensing, and it's seeing our context.
祷告行进是观察、聆听、感受、感觉和看清你的环境。
God wants us to win San Francisco.
神要我们赢回三藩市。
It starts. Who am I?
从问第一个问题，我是谁开始。
How am I uniquely gifted?
我是有何等独特的特性呢？
To preach the gospel.
可以用他们来传福音。
Where am I?
我在哪里？
Have you embraced the place where God has called you?
你有没有拥抱神所带你去的地方？
Do you love it?
你爱这个地方吗？
Even though it may be filled with brown grass.
即使这个地方的草全是咖啡色的。
And as I close,
当我要结束时，
Are you asking the question?
你有没有问这个问题
？Lord，
神啊
，What do you want me to do？
你要我为你做什么
？And I'll guarantee you，
我可以给你打包票。
It starts with prayer。
这一定是先祷告。
Praying in the place where God has put you，
在神所放在你所在地当下来祷告。
So that you can reach your piece of the pie in San Francisco。
这样让你就可以为你这所负责的这一小区在三藩市里头来祷告。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你。